A pair of conferences were held by the Democratic caucus Thursday. The first was a meeting open to the press in the Capitol building, where Minority Leader Mark Pafford and Daytona Beach Representative Dwayne Taylor laid out a plan to fight state lawmakers on pension reform. Taylor summarized the issue.
The main issue is to be in opposition of any kind of reform that's presented for FRS and our local pensions 175 and 185. I think they're doing extremely well.
As you may have heard, lawmakers want to dissolve pensions due to a projected $500 million a year payment, which Democrats say is drummed up over an illogical fear of having to pay it all at once. All that fervor over a hypothetical, as Democrats say, is no reason to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Taylor and Pafford responded to the press's questions, but the meeting was over fairly quickly. As that meeting adjourned, the press shuffled out with their equipment and headed down to the Senate building. Senate Democratic leader Arthenia Joyner, surrounded by State Senators Dwight Bullard of Miami-Dade, Geraldine Thompson of Orange, Jeremy Ring of Broward, and Darren Soto of Orlando, to name a few, all gathered to discuss the state governor's attitude towards climate change, as well as reveal their plans for an environmental policy packet. Senator Joyner was more than a little direct in her response to Governor Rick Scott's recent position on the phrase climate change.
As we know, Governor Scott appears to be afraid to acknowledge climate change or global warming, much less allow those words to be spoken in public.
Senator Soto wasn't shy about his position either. He accused the Republican Party for knowingly ignoring illegal fracking in Florida.
We saw back in 2013 illegal fracking happening in Collier County, under the watch of Governor Scott and the Department of Environmental Protection. It was happening under their noses in the Everglades region. And what do we see? Denial followed by attacking, followed by a final admission only 2 months ago that, yes, it did happen.
With their tone set, the senators each outlined their plans to tackle environmental policy. One of Senator Soto's two plans was to simply ban fracking in Florida, but he also wanted to submit a bill to spark production of hydroelectric cars in the Sunshine State by removing sales tax pertaining to that industry.
We want to send a message to all those manufacturers of high-tech vehicles that we in Florida welcome you and that you are going to be a critical part of the future economy here in this state, because that's the kind of clean technology we believe going forward expresses our values to the future.
Meanwhile, Bullard's first House bill would place regulations or even a ban on plastic bags, and his second plan was to compete with states like New Jersey and North Carolina on harnessing solar power and focusing that effort on low-income families who could use a break on their electricity bill.
We see too often electric companies take advantage, especially of low-income and middle-income families, but much to my surprise, there have been a number of municipalities back home in my district that have banded together to say, listen, we're going to make sure that middle-income families are protected.
Senator Thompson and Senator Gibson had plans that both dealt with water conservation. Gibson wanted to concentrate on the issue of water distribution, while Thompson's focused on pollution, using the ecological fallout from local farming activity in her district as a launching point.
We had fish kills. We had birds that died. We have alligators that have mutated. And so if we are talking about ecotourism and we're talking about economic development, we're going to have to look at our water. That's one of the things that people come to Florida for.
Finally, Senator Soto said the bills are slated to be put forward as soon as next week. And just like the representatives from the meeting prior, he and his fellow senators had their eyes on the prize.
Our policy is very clear. If it doesn't relate to conservation, if there isn't a nexus to helping out environmentally sensitive areas, we're going to be opposing it as a caucus.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeker.